is his name. Let's stand together if you would like. Just bow our heads. We open the service. Lord Jesus, truly we are so appreciative. I'm glad, Lord, that I heard your voice call. Lord, come. Come gather around your word. Lord, that pull in my heart. Lord, that desire to hear and draw closer, to receive revelation. And Lord, you're here to meet that. I'm so thankful, Lord. I know each and every one, Lord, that's what we've come for. Father, what have you for us today? Lord, where can we draw closer? Father, maybe a word that we're not quite understanding. Maybe we think we do. But Lord, you need to just grant to us a little greater revelation. Father, we come here, Lord, because you're the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, and we lean on you. Oh, God, have your way in every heart and every life here tonight. Bless us, Lord, and just meet every need in the building, we ask. Lord, have your way in every phase of the service, that we may get the glory and honor in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise his name. You love him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You may be seated. Turn with me, if you will. I'd like to, in our little capstone books, page 13, we haven't sung yet in a while. It is expedient. Amen. For me to go away. Hallelujah. Can you feel his Holy Spirit?
Amen.
Amen. Wooing you closer to him. Jesus said it is expedient for me to go away. But I'll send you another comforter to guide you from day to day. So they tarry at Jerusalem for power from on high. Oh, that same Spirit that they receive within my heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I can feel His Holy Sometimes it feels so gentle, and sometimes like a mighty rushing wind. And that same Spirit that raised Jesus up from death and the grave, oh, it shall raise my new body. And they rolled the stone at the door. Oh, they put soldiers there to guard it. You know they thought they'd done away with my Lord. But on that third day, the stone was rolled away. And he came forth from the grave. Amen. And that same Spirit, oh, it can be yours. Hallelujah. Will take me home someday. Oh, I can feel His Holy Spirit come dwelling deep within. Amen. Oh, sometimes it feels so gentle, and sometimes like a mighty rushing wind.
feel so gentle, and sometimes like a mighty rushing wind. And that same spirit that raised Jesus up from death and the grave, oh, it shall raise my new body up and amen. Oh, hallelujah. Do you feel him here tonight? Is he in your heart? Amen. Oh, you ought to be happy, saints. What he's done for us, where he's taken us. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Oh, sometimes he's so gentle. Amen. So quiet. Oh, sometimes he just shakes your bones. Amen. Oh, he's wonderful. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to Jesus. Lord, I love you. Amen. Lord Jesus, have your way in our hearts, in our lives, Lord. Oh, glory. Amen. Oh, I feel his Holy Spirit dwelling deep within. Well, sometimes it feels so gentle, and sometimes like a mighty rushing wind. And that same Spirit that raised Jesus up from death and the grave, oh, it shall raise my new body up and take me home someday. Oh, saints, he's wonderful, ain't he? Beautiful. Amen. Little chorus on 214 just come to my heart. The windows of heaven are open. Amen. You get what you put into it, saints. Hallelujah. The windows of heaven are open. Oh, the blessings are falling tonight. Amen. Oh, there's joy, joy, joy in my heart. For Jesus makes everything right. Oh, I gave him my old tattered garments, and he gave me a robe of pure white. Oh, I'm feasting today on the manna, and that's why I'm happy tonight. Amen. Oh, the windows of heaven are open. Oh, the blessings are falling. Oh, there's joy, joy, joy in my heart, for Jesus makes everything right. Oh, I gave him my old tattered garment. Oh, and he gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting today on the manna, and that's why I'm happy. Oh, the blessings are falling tonight. Oh, there's joy, joy, joy in my heart. For Jesus makes everything right. Oh, I gave him my old tattered garments, and he gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting today on the why I'm happy tonight. Amen. Oh, be happy, saints. Amen. Think what he's done for you and be thankful. Amen. Glorify him. Magnify his name. Oh, he's wonderful, saints. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I'm not sure where. Is that a song? Just. Amen. The gospel ship. Where's it? There it is. 53 on the capstone one. Books there. Amen. The gospel. So I have good news to bring. Do you really have good news? You want to share it? Amen. Live it before all, saints. I have good news to bring, and that is why I sing. all my joys with you I'll share. Oh, I'm gonna take a trip in that good old gospel ship and go say amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm gonna take a trip in the good old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. Oh, I'm gonna shout and sing until the heavens ring. Well, I'm bidding this world goodbye. Oh, I can scarcely wait. I know I'll not be late, for I'll spend my time in prayer. Oh, and when my ship comes in, I'll leave this world of sin and go sailing through the air. Amen. Oh, I'm gonna take a trip in that good old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. Oh, I'm gonna shout and say until the heavens ring. Well, I'm bidding this world. Oh, if you're ashamed of me, oh, you have no cause to be. For with Christ, I am an heir. Oh, if too much fault you find, you'll sure be left behind while I go sailing through the air. Amen. Oh, I'm gonna take a trip in that good old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. Oh, I'm gonna shout and sing until the heavens ring. Well, I'm bidding this world. Amen. Sing it. Oh, I'm gonna take a trip in that good old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. Oh, I'm gonna shout and sing until the heavens ring. Well, I'm bidding this world goodbye.
Amen. Are you on that ship? Hallelujah. Amen. All saints. He's wonderful. What he's done for us. Amen. Never forget it. Keep it on your mind. Amen. And praise him every day, every hour. Hallelujah. Brother Luke, would you like to come up for the offering? Hallelujah. Blessing, if you will.
Yes.
Feeling so much better. Amen. Appropriate. Hallelujah. Feeling so much better. Talking about this good old way. Feeling so much better. Talking about the Lord. So let's go on, let's go on, talking about this good old way. Oh, let's go on, talking about the Lord. Oh, feeling so much better, talking about this good old way. Feeling so much better, talking about the Lord. So let's go on, let's go on, talking about this good old way. Let's go on, talking about the Lord. Oh, the devil, he don't like it, talking about this good old way. The devil, he don't like it, talking about the Lord. So let's go on, talking about this good old way. Let's go on, oh, talking about the Lord. Oh, feeling so much better, talking about this good old way. Feeling so much better, talking about the Lord. So let's go on, talking about this good old way. Let's go on, oh, let's go on, talking about the Lord.
Amen. Do you like talking about him?
Amen. It makes the time fly, don't it? Amen. Praise his name. How many have something on your heart? Amen. I got a very special unspoken request. I'd like the saints to remember it with me, if you would. Amen. Brother Tim, would you like to take the request tonight?
Heavenly Father, we are just overjoyed with our hearts.
Hallelujah.
revelation and understanding of thy word, Lord, that we would not be blind and left wondering where we stand. The Lord, be a people that's standing at attention, ready, loving and longing the appearing of the Lord.
Yeah, that's there, Lord.
And Heavenly Father, tonight each one has come with raised hands, signifying the need. You know what's behind you. And Lord, we ask that you would meet it according to thy will, to your word, and to the good of those that love you. Lord, all things work together for the good. And Lord, we ask tonight for our pastor as he brings thy word that you would make it easy for him. Lord, lay the things that you've laid upon his heart. May he truly feel a hungry heart of the people, boldly, Lord, wanting to be fed as little birds went for their mother to feed them. And Lord, our precious brother has an unspoken request. Lord, you know what it is.
Oh.
And Lord, you knew before he asked that he was
Amen.
And Lord, we ask that you would meet that according to your word and according to thy will, that Lord, do it. You would receive the glory and the honor that's due as a you. And we'll never fail, Lord, to praise you and to thank you for all that you do and are doing for us. Bless those that are in here, strengthen them, encourage them. Bring them back as you see fit. Lord, just bless the remainder of this service, we ask, in the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you have a song tonight, Karen? All right. Someone else in the congregation have a song? Amen. To Josh, you got something?
Only Believe, page
27. Only Believe, page 27. Amen. Yeah, amen. Farther along. Tempted and tried, we're all made to wander. Could be
taken our loved one.
let's all stand, if you would, together and sing a little chorus, Only Believe. Ask our brother to come.
Only believe.
Father, how we appreciate you, Lord. It's so good to be here gathered again in the house of the Lord. Father, a place where you promised us that, again as we read last week, where two or three are gathered in your name, in their midst you would be. And we gathered here, Lord, in your holy name. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, what a privilege it is, as we heard the prophet say many times, what a grand privilege it is to gather here, to be in your presence, and to know, Lord, that you have set this all in order. Father, when we would come gathered in here, that you would be here. And Lord, that you would keep a promise you could never break. And Lord, even tonight now, we've gathered here with our hearts longing for the Word of God, to not only hear it, but Lord, to manifest it. Lord, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And we ask now, Lord, that you would place in our hearts all this which we have need of. For thou and thou alone knows what every man and woman and young person needs. So we ask, Lord, that you have your way and bless us now. And Lord, help us to have ears to hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. And again, Lord, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise for it. And we ask it again in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise his holy name. God is so good.
Amen.
He's so good to me. Amen. I'm sure he's good to you too.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Let us turn our Bibles, if you'd like to 1 Peter and the 5th chapter. Amen. 1 Peter 5th chapter, and we'll begin at the first verse. The prophet read this in a message. He cares to you. Amen. So we find here, let's read here, begin the first verse. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock.
Amen.
And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you.
Amen.
Amen. May God bless the reading of his word. You may be seated. There's something about God's word. It's just so inspiring. It's so alive and real. It's not like reading a newspaper or some kind of magazine or anything. There's just nothing like reading the Word of God. It's just so powerful and meaningful and goes deep into the soul. And I love that. I love the Word of God. I never want the Word to just become words to me. But every word that is read and every word that I hear, may it be a living reality in my heart, and something that stirs on the inside.
Amen.
And stirs something of purity and reality in my life. In reading this little scripture, as I said and mentioned a few moments ago, this is a scripture the prophet read, and he cares to you. And I'm not going to particularly speak out of that message tonight as so much. I mean, I might later on here, or later on this evening. But as I was in my room and waiting, you know, regardless if I feel that I am ready, I'm always in that open mode to the Lord that, Lord, what do you want? You know, what do you want me to bring? And what do you see is needed? And what would be the will of the Lord? And what would be the right timing for it? And the right thing to say? And so forth. And as I said, if you're not a minister or have never ministered, well, you may not quite understand what I'm saying. But yet, as I said, there's that constant seeking and waiting on the Lord. And it's just not at that time, but all through the day. And you're just thinking about different things and meditating and waiting on the Lord to just give you a little clue, just a little sign in your heart that, I want to go this direction. And then, of course, you go back and always search it with the Word and make sure it's the Holy Spirit. Because if it's the Holy Spirit, it'll always stay in continuity with His Word, you see. So we find in thinking about this scripture and thinking about some things the prophet said. Now, don't forget what I said Thursday evening, last Thursday evening. Keep in mind, I won't in particular go into that, at least I don't think so, tonight. But Lord willing, this Sunday, we'll pick more up on that. But in thinking about this, the Lord laid something on my heart. And of course, when God does that, then it's the right time. It'll be received the right time. It'll help the individual or people, whatever it may be for. It'll turn out just the way God wants it to turn out. And, of course, you know, it's oftentimes I have to bring things that, as far as in flesh, I hate to say anything about it. And I hate to have to speak some of the things that I do. But thank God for His mercy and grace when He sends the anointing down, because then that makes it a lot easier. And that puts you out of the way and lets the Holy Spirit have His way in what He wants to do. But I want us to think about something now. we find how much closer am I tonight to the Lord as far as the Word of God being manifested in a greater way in my life personally, in your life personally, than, we'll say, last Thursday evening. And just what has taken place now, the last few days, since it's been a week, and how much more am I like God than I was last Thursday. Now, the thing is, we can answer our own with our abilities we have. We may think we have abilities, we may think we're smart and all this, you know. But we may think that we can give an answer that, well, I know I'm closer to the Lord. But is it proven to the people, your associates, wherever you go, whoever sees you, whoever you have the opportunity to be around, have they been able to see that you're closer? Did they see something maybe overcome in your life that you haven't overcome before? Have they been able to see that? Are you in a position where maybe you begin to pray a little more since last Thursday? Have you been to thinking about, meditating, and just getting in the Holy Spirit a little more and asking God to come in your heart and to really make the Word alive to you? Maybe now since last Thursday night, you begin to pray every day, Lord, I need revelation. I need revelation more than anything in this life. Right. Now see, as individuals, we sit here and each one of us can give our answer of what we feel, whether we have gained higher grounds in God. Because remember, the scripture says, that I mentioned many times, predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son. Now there's a growing process that's involved in being that conformed to the image of His Son. You just don't become conformed to the image of His Son overnight. But again, we grow as calves in the stall. As we receive the Word, the Scripture says, we become the Word. So this conforming to the image of His Son, which is Jesus Christ, and being conformed to that image, how much more have I conformed to it since last Thursday? Well, see, we must, as we begin to search our own lives after me saying that to you, and we begin to think about this and think, well, did I conform to the Word of God, which is His Son, Jesus Christ? Remember, so easily should we remember, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So when we speak of the Word, we speak of Christ. Christ is the Word. You see? Now when Jesus Christ was here on the earth, He was manifesting in a flesh body. And God was being magnified through that flesh body of what He was, how He acted, how He would respond to different things in life. And the Lord Jesus left many examples. Let us see how God responds to all these different things in life. But you always could see above everything that the Lord Jesus Christ was always concerned about every word. Every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Even though He was tested as He was when He fasted 40 days, and He was tempted. Satan come to tempt Him and tried to get Him to fail. You can find in the book of Luke 4. And when He began to be tempted at all these things, He constantly went back to the Word of God.
Amen.
Without failing. Now we too will be tempted and tried and tested to see if we will always go back to the Word of God through every circumstance in life. And my, these circumstances in life sometimes become heavy and many and fiery, the Scripture speaks of. They're very sometimes hard to get through. They're so fiery and hot. Always takes somebody greater than we are to get us through it. And that's why God has filled us with the Holy Spirit. And that's why every one of us in here must be filled with that Spirit. For that Spirit in Christ alone shall take you through all these temptations and trials. For He is the one originally that whipped Satan. And it's going to take the same Jesus Christ today to whip him.
Amen.
In your life. See? So in thinking about this, what, and is there things in our life that maybe we have not been able to discern? You know, Brother Branham spoke of it in his message, discerning of the Lord's body. And he spoke of people that would not even be able to discern right from wrong. I want you to think of that, saints. What kind of situation are we in when the Word of God will plainly tell us a certain thing to do or a certain thing not to do? And yet we go ahead and do it, and our as far as being conscious of it, it being wrong, it doesn't appear we're even conscious of it being wrong. At least, as a minister, I would rather think of it that way. That we're not conscious of it. Because I would hate to think of it being a way that we know God said to do something. And our attitude would be, I don't care what God says about it. Or I don't believe He means that. I don't agree with that. Or I love something else in this life more than Him. So as far as a minister, I would rather think of it a way that would be, we wouldn't be conscious of it. I think we'd have more hope if it'd be such a thing.
Amen.
Than to take and just tread Word of God. For remember, the Scripture says, for he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him that it is sin. It's unbelief. And no unbeliever shall enter in the kingdom. So, what is this that Brother Steve's talking about? What is this and how does this happen? And probably won't get very far tonight. I'm kind of slow. But the thing is, I want to make sure we get it.
Amen.
You know, the more there's nothing wrong with rattling on and going fast. But I've learned the older I get, sometimes it's better to slow down and let people grasp what you're getting.
Amen.
Give them something to hang on and chew on. And give time for the Holy Ghost to speak to your heart. So I want to read something here in the message. Behold, a greater than Solomon is here. And this was preached July 21st, 1962. Excuse me, he says, let one of their daughters come in of a morning with her hair all twisted up, and manicure over her face, all night long with some little Ricky with flat-top haircut. I'll tell you, she'll know the next time she goes out. Get a barrel slat. You all know what a barrel slat is? Huh? Some of you youngers might not know what a barrel slat is. They used to have a lot of whiskey barrels years ago. And those barrels would come apart. and a barrel slat, looked like a skid runner. Mm-hmm. And it was about 2.5-3 inches wide, about 1/2 inch thick, and about 3.5 foot long. A barrel slat. Or limb off of a hickory and just skin her down. And I'll tell you, you're all talking about juvenile delinquency. And I'm sure we all see it, don't we? And I think this was put back in the 60s. And juvenile delinquency is worse than it's ever been. I'm telling you, young people are heathens. Ignoramuses.
Amen.
It's sick. The whole world's full of them. There's so many papers talking about it. I think it's what I think it's parent delinquency instead. The old golden rule of hanging with all them Ten Commandments hanging on to it and take a youngin' out there and shuck him down a little bit, you wouldn't have so much saying, you poor little Ricky. You're nice. You didn't mean to do that, to be bad. She needs a good old beating. Now, I want you to think of something, Saints. And you'll see why here in a little bit. Y'all remember it being spoke about Brother Branham when Billy Paul corrected his child in the wrong way. And Brother Branham mentioned about that child's angel being there. You got to think about the attitude Billy Paul had. But people today are taking that and disbelieving the Word of God. Now, I'm going to tell you, if that prophet disbelieved the Scriptures, I wouldn't be reading nothing he read or said. No. Because he wouldn't be God's true prophet. So it means we have a wrong understanding when we'll lean to something as that and not keep God's Scripture. But we'll maybe see a little different view of the prophet. He said, that's what she needs. The Bible said, spare the rod, you spoil your child. And that's exactly right. You'll never find nothing any better. There's no modern ideas any better. No. He says, on my home, they had the Ten Commandments hanging over the door on a hickory stick about that long. And I don't know how long he measures out. And brother, I had all 10 of them across my back and up and down my legs and pretty near every day. You mean God's prophet when he's little? But it done me good, though. I'll tell you, Pop took me out behind the house and I danced a little jig. Ever done that? All I have. Yeah. I danced a little jig and thought I could miss the wax, but it didn't work. I just got more of them. But I knowed not to do it the next time. Now you listen to me, because you're going to find out God's prophet brought these things out. It isn't, Junior, don't you do that. He said, ah, Brother Steve, now that's your idea. We're going to see what Brother Branham said. I'm going to tell you, if you think you've got a better idea than God's got, well, you're definitely in the wrong place going to services. Yeah. He says here, but I know not to do it the next time when he got through with me. And there'd be a whole lot better life if we had some more daddies to do that today. He never struck me one lick but what I honored him tonight for it. When I looked into the casket and seen his gray hair on the side of his head, I stood there and tears dropped on his face. I said, Daddy, I helped put him there. God help me. That's right. I respected my daddy, and he was a daddy that would make me do right. Amen. Yes, sir. And we meet, and he says, we need more like that today.
Amen.
And how we do. We need more daddies like that. We need more mamas like that. But now God cares. Do you care?
I want you to think about something before I go on. Actually, I'll read what Brother Branham said here. I'll skip over this real quickly and go back to something the prophet said. This is in the message here. He cares. Do you care? Paragraph 135. He says, God cared for Elijah because Elijah cared for God. All the other preachers had lost the vision of that day, had lost the will of God and love for his word, and all went modern. But no matter how modern Jezebel had them, the first lady of the land, no matter how much them other preachers let them women act and do, Elijah called out against it in the name of the Lord. He cared for what God said, and God cared for what Elijah said.
Amen.
Because he said the word of the Lord. God cares when you care. But you've got to care first. In this message, he shows us caring about what God said and doing what God said. Then he cares. Now, we may have some situations in our homes that we can't seem to handle. Can't seem to get it put in place the way we know it would please God. But I'm going to tell you, if you want God to come on the scene and care, you're going to show him you care.
Amen.
Then he'll come in and care. And he'll meet the need. You see? But as long as we just sit back like lazy, no good for nothings, God don't care. Go ahead and fight it yourself, but you'll never accomplish what God wants done. Never. Proverbs 22. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. Do you know most people and most parents do not understand the impact of the reality of that? To train up a child in the way it should go. Yeah. Not only in correction, friend, as far as maybe they scribbled on the walls. Or maybe just the way they have maybe get along with a little sister and fussing and fighting. But that's in every aspect of life. If I don't want that child to grow up and be a slob, I'm going to train it when it's a baby, not to be a slob. I don't want that child to grow up to be a slob to bring shame on me. Yeah. I don't want it to be raised up not taking care of things God let him use, because it'll bring shame on me. Every step that child makes has to be trained.
Amen.
What has happened so much in the past? Our parents, without the Holy Ghost, no word. Oh, they heard it, but it wasn't lived. They didn't train you right. And now children's getting raised and they don't know what's right. But I'm going to tell you, this is God's word. It has to be lived or you're lost.
Amen.
And I'll show you here in a little bit.
Amen.
If I get time. We always take this as a way of, this is if I want to. Not, I'll be lost if I don't. But I'm going to tell you what. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And it's a great responsibility. Oh, yeah. That means you've got to be watching every second. Every minute. You've got to watch. Because that child's in training process till the day it's out of from underneath you. Yeah. It doesn't stop. It never stops. The training never stops until the child's gone. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Amen.
Now, God promised that.
Amen.
He said, but Brother Steve, I tried that, and they still... Oh, no, no, no. You've got to remember, Brother Steve's almost 56 years old, and he knows how some of you in here raised some of your children and seen it. when they smarted off when you told them something, they just give you a little smirk and smart off. Brother Steve seen that, and you never corrected it. So don't say, oh, I lived by the word, brother, and I raised them right, and now look what they are. No, you didn't. No. And if I, my pea brain can remember things, what about God?
Amen.
It's all written in the book. Proverbs 13, 24. He that spareth his rod, you might think you love your child because you spare it. And just saying, now you know you shouldn't do that, Junior. I've told you before, I'm going to tell you what. So that it's declared in front of your face, you hate your child.
Amen.
And you know who else you hate? The Lord Jesus Christ. You hate his word and think you're a servant of God. Think you're a son, daughter of God. Nonsense. You're a sinner that needs a new birth. That's what you are. He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him. Be times. I looked that up. Chasteness is to discipline and correct. Be times is to look for diligently. Never stop. You're diligently looking for anything that's wrong. Because if that child grows up with that wrong thing, it's going to take it all the way through life. Yeah. Train up a child in the way it should go. Some people think it's wrong to make their children help clean in the house when they're little fellas like that. Some think it's wrong for them to have to make their bed. Huh? So you don't want to train your child to do that. Huh? So mommy does it for her because she loves her child. No, she doesn't. She hates that child. She is not interested in training that child. Being mothers of Scripture shows us that the mother should train a young sister how to take care of her husband, her home, and so forth. That means you should start them out young to sew and do dishes. Train up a child in the way it should go. But you know what we're raising today? Slobs. Dishes pile up till there ain't no more dishes. Clothes pile up till there ain't no more clothes to wear, and then we have to wash clothes. Yeah. Husband wears a wrinkly shirt because she don't even know how to use an iron.
Yeah.
Slobs. And sloths. Well, Junior, if you do this, I'll pay you. Junior, go out and do this and get it done. Then they get the attitude when they're that big, oh, I ain't going to do it unless you pay me, Daddy. But the first time that I had a kid that told me that, I would be not sparing the rod. You're mean. No, I'm not mean. I love Jesus Christ truly with all my heart, first of all. And I love my children. And I proved it when I raised them. Now what they do from there on, they're gone, friends. They're on their own. But I do not have to stand before God at the day of judgment and say, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? Oh, and I always thought of being mean when I was raising my children. Yeah. When I wouldn't let them get by with a smirk to make fun of me or disrespect me. I mean, not a second. And all three of them girls respect me a lot right now.
Amen.
I really do. I have no problem with them respecting me. No. Sometimes they drive me nuts wanting to do stuff for me. They think I'm an invalid. But, you know, it comes with it, I guess. I love them, and they love me. And there's not a one of them, I'm sure, will tell you they hate me because I correct them and give them a real good licking many times. I mean, make them cry. And the scripture says, spare not for their crying. Oh my. He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. Proverbs 23 and 13. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. I don't believe in beating them to the point they're bleeding and marking them up and all that. No. I don't believe that's right. And absolutely not correcting them with a temper. Oh, no. But correcting them with love. And explain to that child what they've done. And why it shouldn't be done. And why it should change. But the scripture says, for if thou beatest him, I looked it up, it says, scourge or smite them. Scourge them or smite them. With a rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shalt deliver his soul from hell.
Amen.
Honestly, there's some children being raised here that I'd sure hate to see a son of daughter had to marry, or a son of God marry. Be a shame. Sad thing. Yeah. Because you know what? If it keeps going, it'll not be different. And then that child will raise up and they won't correct their children. Because they're going to do it like mommy did it. Mommy made us stand in the corner. Mommy made us have time out. Mommy just said, Junior, don't do this. And then 10 minutes later, Junior, don't do it. And then 10 minutes later, Junior, don't do it. So how do you think they're going to do their children? Huh? It's the way they was trained. And when they are old, they will not depart from it either. Yeah. It goes both directions, friend. It's the way you train that child, that's the way it shall go. Whichever way it goes. And if you don't realize that you're training that child, if you're not doing it right, you're training them to go the wrong way. Yeah. Thou shalt beat him with a rod and shall deliver his soul from hell. Proverbs 19, 18. Chasten thy son while there is hope. And let not thy soul spare for his crying. Brother Steve, I hate to hear my baby cry. Wow. Of course, as I've mentioned years ago, you know, seemed like a lot of times the last one. Mom and Dad, by that time, they're wore out and they're starting to get too jellyfish and they don't crack like the other ones did. But one thing about it, like I told you before, I was seeing it happen when I was in my early 20s. And I was determined. When Heather came along, I would never let it happen because I knew what I'd seen already happening in our congregation then at that time. But having the Holy Ghost, I was making sure God's word was obeyed. But when the Holy Ghost ain't there, so what? But at 22, 23 years old, I was watching that. I started out young as a daddy. Yeah. I got married when I was 18. So the thing it is, you say, well, a person ain't even old enough to realize. Well, I'll grant you, there's a lot of young people today at 28 and 30, they're not old enough to be married.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you, back then, we matured quite a bit quicker because the way we was raised.
Right.
We wasn't baby. We wasn't pampered. We wasn't, oh, Junior, don't do this, and Junior that, and Junior this. I'll admit, I ain't saying it's the right thing sometimes, but I'm telling you what, at 12 years old, I was plowing with nobody around, probably 1/8 mile down in the woods on a tractor. Yeah. with police going all around here with dangerous stuff. And I'm not saying it's the right thing to turn loose that young. But friends, I learned responsibility at a young age. Oh, I don't want you working, you're too young. I was up there working in hot hay fields all day long at 14 years old, friend. One summer put up 14,000 bales of hay. But sometimes today, oh, we don't want my child to do this. Oh, that's cruel. No, it ain't cruel. That's one thing I do respect Amish for. Friend, when I pull up them Amish farms, I did a couple weeks ago, looking for some lumber, and every one of them I went to, I'm telling you, those little kids that wasn't that big was carrying milk buckets and milking cows and everything else. But you know what? They'll grow up and work.
Amen.
Yeah, because they're being trained to work then.
Amen.
Yeah. But today we're raising lazy bums. Yeah. Because mommy wants to protect them. Daddy don't want them to get working too hard. How times has changed for this modern age. Influence. Paragraph 25, November 3rd, 1963. One of the great lackings of our day to day in America and the rest of the world is godly parents. To set an influence upon their children. The parents of this day got away from the principles of the Scripture. They're getting away from it in this day. He says they went more to fashions of the world, and the churches did the same thing into doing that. And we let it loose and brought the world into the church. And that's the reason we have this great day, if I say it respectfully here before these young people. The reason we got so many hoods and so forth, as they call it, and bad characters, is too much of it is because of the home life that they were influenced by in the earlier years, earlier days. I'm still a believer. Bring up a child in the way it should go, and when it gets old, it will not depart from it. Now, Uzziah was a boy. He's talking about King Uzziah there with Isaiah and so forth. Was a boy, had been brought up in such a parenthood till it influenced him. And that's what us as parents should be doing, is influencing our children to the Word of God and what's right and what they're going to have to do in life. Yeah. Look at one of our greatest Americans I can think of was Abraham Lincoln. He certainly deserves all the credit that's given to him and more. He had a bad start, born in a poor home, had no way of making an education, and wrote in the sands. And we understand the only two books that he ever owned in his life until he was about 21 years old was the Bible and Pilgrim's Progress, or it might have been Fox's Book of Martyrs. It was one of those books. But you see what that man read, it influenced his life. So he's trying to get us to see what we let them do and what they're doing young. It influences their life. Oh, my. And that's not just in reading a book. It's everything in life. Everything you go to do.
Yeah. See?
Influence. And that's a good way to bring up a child in the way it should go. And you know what? Your children is one of the main eyes that's watching you. And if mama don't clean house, neither will the children either.
Amen.
Ah. Yeah. When I was just a little fella, friends, I had to make my bed every day, change my sheets on my bed every week. I had to clean my room. We took until my oldest brother was in the room. Had the daily chores to do. But you know what? When I become a little bit older, I wanted to work. Yeah. I wanted to farm. Dad didn't have to make me go out and fix the fence. I went out on my own. 12, 13 years old and repaired the fences. Yeah. Dad didn't have to tell me to get this done or the hay in. He'd cut it down when he went to work and it got dry. I raked it up and started pitching it with a fork on the hay wagon to start with. It's the only way we had to do it before.
Amen.
Could you imagine these young ones doing that today? Wow. They might be sitting there thinking, well, Bro DeLong, you're crazy. No, Brother DeLong ain't crazy. And he ain't lazy. No. Watch the ant, the Scripture says. See if you can ever see the ant stop. Keeps right on going. Right on going. Right on going. not here to raise lazy bums. We're here to train up children the way they should go.
Amen.
Then they won't be afraid of a working job they have to work at instead of sitting at a computer. Like some young men I've had come into the shop. Oh, that was too hard to do manual labor. They want a job to pushing keys. Yeah. It's hard to find young men today who even want to work. Yeah. But I do got to say this. We've got some young men here that really work. And they do a lot of good work for me.
Amen.
They do. And I appreciate them. May God bless them. May they keep on growing. And one day they have their own family. They won't be lazing around and expecting somebody else to pay their bills. But they'll be working, providing for their own, as the scripture says.
Amen.
And they won't be as infidels or unbelievers. You see, they'll be hard workers. Yeah. Discerning the body of the Lord. Time is off. Try to hurry up. Paragraph 7. Sometimes I wonder if we intellectual Americans has enough discernment to discern right from wrong. I thought about this when I think about, you know, as parents. Sometimes it seems like parents ain't got the ability to even discern right from wrong what their child's doing. You know, when their child smarts back at him, that little feller, I don't care if he's that big. Yeah. And he tells that little feller, or she tells that little feller, Junior, stop that. Nyeh! And I watch him walk away. Wow, what an opportunity to burn its britches.
Amen.
And explain to that child that is wrong, that's a wrong attitude, and that attitude will not be in my home.
Amen.
And you will not disrespect me or your mother.
Amen.
But when they say go, you go without the eh. Some of them in here. Happens, and we don't do a thing. And then, wow, your finger's strong. I'm gonna tell you what, I didn't give the I went the whoop and bang. They remember that. That finger don't mean nothing to them. Nah. They think, oh, I'll get two fingers so I got another chance. And some get three or four fingers. Yeah. Oh, my. Can we even discern right from wrong? Mm-hmm. Especially juvenile courts prove that we haven't got it to discern right from wrong for our children. And they seem to have a good psychologist's answer. For instance, like this. If Junior comes up to his papa and stomps his little feet and screams out and shakes his head, Dad, I don't care what you say. Wow. And father says, all right, Junior. Oh. All right, Junior. Wow. They just hated God, and they hated his word, and they hated that son or daughter. You can say to Dad, why did you do that? Oh, I love him. No, you don't. You remember, Dad, Junior is going to grow up to be a man someday, and he will marry a family. God help that wife that lives with that boy when he's been brought up like that to have his way.
That's right. Amen.
Wow. Can't discern right from wrong. The parents. That's not love. He said, that's pure ignorance. Brother Bram said it? Yes. It's pure ignorance. The Bible's right. Spare the rod and you spoil your son.
Amen.
Yeah. And the rejected king, hurrying up. Paragraph 70. Your little old kids say, now Junior, honey, don't you do that. You get a stick and skin him. That's what you need. And you know, I have to be honest with you. That's what some of us here lack. Instead of skinning them, Junior, don't do that. Wow. Look what you raised up out there, Junior. Honey, little Martha, you know we'll stomp her feet and tell her mommy, and you go shut up. I ain't going to do that. Wow. I tell you, I've seen some of the little fellas here that did everything but say shut up. Wow. Now remember, if you want God to care, to help you through all this, you better show God you care.
Amen.
Or my wife would divorce me if I would correct my children like that and let her go.
Amen. Right.
She's not worth it in the first place.
Right.
No. Well, she'll take everything I got. It's happened before. Yeah. Oh, boy. Good thing they didn't have my daddy, Brother Branham said. That's right, yes, sir, all this stuff. See what you got? A bunch of juvenile idiots. Just exactly what you got. Insane. Just exactly, he says. The insane asylums are filling up with them. Beat next, that's what causes. See, Junior dear, the Bible said you spare the rod, you spoil the son. That's exactly right. Running from the presence of God. But face up to responsibility. Sometimes it takes the very hide off of us to do that as a father, to face up to responsibilities, to give your child a whipping. Them little fellows, you don't want them to do that. But as a father, a mother, you've got to face the responsibility of raising that child. You had them. You've got to do it right. Because if you don't, you're lost. Oh, Brother Steve, you believe that? Absolutely, I believe it. Or I wouldn't believe the rest of the word. Because the Bible said, spare the rod and you spoil your son. And I have seen that manifested. I have seen in my years of life where the rod was spared. He said, Brother Steve, I whipped my child. You didn't do it every time like you were supposed to. You let him still smart back when they walked away after getting whipped. You let him walk away smarting off. How ignorant can we be? Yeah. Guarantee you, if one of mine was smart enough after the whipping, they'd have got it again.
Amen.
I'd have got it till they melted down and broke that spirit. Yeah. And that still stands good in the sight of every psychologist there is in the world. That still remains God's truth. If there had to be more, he said, if there had been more of that practiced, we wouldn't have not so much of this juvenile delinquency and stuff and the rot we've got in the world today. But the old golden rule of the home has been broken a long time ago, and they let kids do whatever they want to do. Now in this closing, James 2, begin the 8th verse. Well, I'll just read the 10th and 11th, or 10th verse, 11th verse of James 2. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all.
Amen.
For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Look how much other things God said. He also said, spare not the rod, or you spoil the child. Now if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. Wow. Tell me it isn't important. If I just stop right there, tell me if it isn't important, every word. Now remember, he cares. Do we? Do we care enough to obey what he says? If we show God we care and do our part, you watch God come in and do.
Amen.
And help in the time of trouble. May a time of trouble because it's trouble, because maybe as a husband we don't know quite how to handle it. Maybe with the situation has gotten so bad and so out of control, we don't know how to handle it. Well, Jesus Christ can be called on the scene. you're showing him you care and doing your part, he can come on the scene and show you what to do. Yeah. But no, sometimes we don't care how our children are raised. Yeah. And you ever notice how many children today has got, I don't even know how to say it right, is it ADD or ATD or I don't know what it is, APD, I don't know what it is. But every little child's got ADD or whatever. No. They just need a stick on, friend. Sit still. I said, sit still, and if you don't, you've got it, friend. Oh, brother, come on. Oh, yes. Yeah. But again, the parents become to where they can even discern right from wrong. And the world has convinced them it's some other thing besides a rod. It's easier to give them a pill. I love them. Some will give them a pill to calm them down. No. They just haven't been brought up right. Yeah. And the other problem is when they get about that big, they ain't made to keep busy doing something. Yeah, and that'll wear some of that out of them. You, boy, I'm glad you didn't raise me, Brother Steve. Well, maybe a lot of you ought to be glad I didn't. But I can freely know and stand here tonight and know I did it according to God's word, and I don't have to worry about it on the day of judgment. And I always showed my children I loved them. Yeah. I told them why I was correcting them. And after it was over with, I'd go give them a hug. I love you. And reassure them as they're for them. I just want them to grow up right. Yeah. I just want them to please the Lord. See? Well, Brother Steve, I ain't got time for all that. Well, you should have never had children.
That's right. Amen.
Should have never had them. Because I'm telling you, them children should be something very special in your life. To want them to raise up to please God and do everything exactly the way they should raise up. Yeah. Oh, saints. Don't let this word be broken. For with some of you, it's broken. Some of you, the home, your homes, is a total disaster. Yeah. Because you don't care. You don't care. But friends, just remember, them little eyes is watching you.
Amen.
And you're influencing them children. Train up a child in the way he should go. And they're watching you. And I'll say this in closing. Love your children very much. Respect them. And for one day that we've grown up, and you may think that when they were little fellows, you know, they stepped on your feet. But they can grow up to be the sweetest things can be and serve the Lord and everything. But when they grow up, they step on your heart.
That's right, amen.
Hmm. Yeah. And not because they do things bad. It's the way you look at life differently. And after they're grown up, you still want them to be right.
Amen.
And do everything right. But oh my. Cherish them. Enjoy the time you have with them. A day will come you wished you still had them. Yeah. The saints, if only I could impart to you some of the things I know. But I can't. If I told you everything I know, you'd know what I know. It ain't good to know what I know. God help us all.
Amen.
As sons and daughters of God and this church, may we honor and respect God in all that we do in life. That every decision, everything we do in this life would be according to God's will and His word. From our homes, our jobs, our life here, everything we do, may it be to please God. That's why we were born for.
Amen.
That's why God put us on this earth. He predestinated us to be conformed to the image of His Son. Let it be to me according to thy will, O God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Won't you sisters come on up the instruments? Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace. Now, it may not have been for everybody, but I'm sure it was probably for somebody. Amen. You know, I've raised my children, and as I said, I can freely stand here tonight, definitely without any condemnation, and knowing I did it right. And I hope that one day you'll be able to do the same. That you'll be able to know that you did it exactly the way God wanted it done. But remember this, you've got to watch them every second. Look for anything, be diligent about it, the scripture said. Be times, be diligent, seek. Make sure everything, every action, every attitude, everything they're doing, what they're saying to their little brother, their little sister, everything's right. You're responsible.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And we must live by His word if we are His predestinated.
Amen.
Amen. Let us all stand. Amen. Anybody got a song you want to sing? Brother Timothy. Amen. Let's sing that together. In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands. I live.
precious Heavenly Father, Lord. Lord, it's such a privilege, Lord, to be here, Lord, to hear thy word. Lord, even a subject, Lord, it's so hard for some. Oh, God, I know sometimes, Lord, it's hard to hear when it comes down your road. But dear Lord, I have such a passion to do it right.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, help
Glory
us.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Lord, we ought to want to know these things.
Yes, amen.
Lord, I'm so appreciative. Lord, you laid it on our pastor's heart to bring this, Lord. There's always something each one of us can pick up from it. Lord, there's always a higher height than every step of life.
Yes, amen.
Lord, I see mine. Lord, I ain't too proud to admit if I ain't doing something right.
Lord.
If I love my children, I love you, Lord, I'm going to correct it.
Yes, amen.
Because don't let us be too proud, Lord, to do things the way we think it ought to be.
Oh, God, dear God. Yes.
Oh, God, that's what was done in the past.
Amen.
Oh, help us, Lord, in every step, every word, Lord.
Yes,
let it become
Lord
real
Jesus.
To our hearts and our lives.
Yes, Lord, Jesus.
Lord, we love you with all our hearts. And, Lord, we're appreciative of the word tonight, Lord. Lord, you've been so good to us over the years, all the word you've given us.
Oh,
Lord, we don't deserve it. Lord, we really don't deserve it, but Lord, we're so thankful.
Yes.
And Lord, it lets us see where we got room to grow. Oh, God, help us.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord, we're just so appreciative this night of all you've done for us, Lord. Lord, we're thankful for all things this night. And Lord, we just ask you to have your preeminence in our lives, Lord, as we leave this
yes,
little place.
Grant, Lord Jesus, hallelujah.
Lord, just have your preeminence in our everyday walk with you. Lord, let us shine a light on this world, Lord, to let them know, Lord, that we're walking with you, and you're right beside us, and you're leading and guiding us. Lord, you're letting us know when we're out of line. Lord, this world sees, Lord, when we make them corrections.
Yes, amen.
And they know that it's something greater than us.
Amen.
Lord, we might make a mistake, but Lord, when we get back on the right path, they know it.
Oh, yes, amen.
And Lord, it ain't nothing we can do, Lord. It's only your grace and your mercy in our lives.
Oh, God.
Lord, just be with each and every one of us now. Bless each and every one of our precious brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Have your way this night, Lord.
Oh, God.
We give you all the glory and the honor for everything you do. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we ask and pray these things. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
In moments like these,
amen.
I see.